violation. The pitch is called a strike, and that'll do it for Lydia Updike. Two away in the Riverdale half of the fourth inning. And, now wait a minute. She's back in there. So, are they going to appeal? She steps out. Okay, that was official.
Number 30, Lainey B.
They were checking on the count, I think. They didn't realize that was the third strike, but it was and is, and so that'll bring up Lainey Meese. Runners at first and second. The Bulldogs trying to get out of it. Here's the pitch, and that is up high for a ball. Lainey came through with a hit last time. Defense could play to run if she comes up with one here. Young back, toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Young gets it back. Barr at second, Cooey at first. The pitch is taken for strike one. 2-1 to the hitter. Back to Young. Bulldogs an out, a strike away from getting out of it. Here's the pitch. That one stays low, and it's 3-1. Riverdale threatening to load the bases in this fourth inning. 3-1 to the hitter. Batter back in. Young set to work. The 3-1 offering is taken for ball four. So they are loading up here. Chieftains in the fourth inning. Lily Barr goes to third. Kennedy Cooey at second. Lainey Meese is at first base. And Megan Krull will be the batter. Olivia Young has done a good job being right around the strike zone. That's only her second walk given up today. This one is high for a ball. Chieftains trying to have a big inning. This is the sixth batter of the frame. Young is ready. Here comes the pitch. Down low. Nice snag by Josie Lau. That ball was low and headed toward the screen, and she makes it. A timeout is taken by Coach Paula Bolin. She will head out to the circle to have a word with the Bulldogs pitcher, catcher, the battery, and the infield as well. And Coach B.J. Hinkle using this as a teaching moment as well. Talking with the batter. Bases are loaded with Chieftains here in the inning. They're trying to get on the board. For the Bulldogs after tonight, they'll be back into action coming up on Monday. I'll check that Tuesday. They'll be at Seneca. Next Thursday, they'll host Kickapoo right here. Pretty much a big couple of weeks of just nothing but Ridge and Valley Conference teams. They will not step outside the conference again until April 30th. They play at New Lisbon. Conference is over. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by the batter. And the count goes to 2-1. Megan Krull trying to get the Chieftains on the board right now. Runners at 1, 2, and 3 in the top of the fourth inning. Young is ready to rock and roll, and here's the 2-1 offering. Down low, ball three. No place to put the batter. Chieftains threatening to have a big inning here in the fourth inning. Young checks in for the target. 3-1 offering is taken for ball four, and the Chieftains are on the board. Lily Barr will score. It is 6-1.
Number 16, Jocelyn Adams.
Kennedy Cooey goes to third. Lainey Meese at second. Megan Krull at first base. Gets an RBI for the walk with the bases loaded. And now Jocelyn Adams, who is 1-for-2. She singled last time. Here's the pitch. Popped up. The catcher, Josie Lau, fighting the sun. She's got it for number three. That will do it here in the inning. Riverdale gets on the board. They score once with a couple of base hits. There were no errors, and three left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 6-1 Ithaca over Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Got the Village People in the background. I don't think they're here, but we're playing the song in the booth. Chieftains getting set to warm up for inning number four of the field as the throw goes down to second base and around the horn. For the Bulldogs, in the bottom of the fourth, the top of the order is due up. Ari Lewis, then Holly King,
and for Ithaca, number 11, Ariana Lewis.
6-1, Bulldogs leading. Lewis up for the third time, second time officially after taking a walk in the second inning. The time is called, and we are ready. Now as Lewis gets the time called and now stands in with the bat, here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Back to the pitcher it goes. McKay ready to work. Here comes the next pitch. That one goes a little high. 1-1 the count. Macy McKay, a sophomore as well, getting some good work. E.J. Hinkle's a good coach. This team will improve as the season goes on, and they stick together, be yet another force. There's a bouncer, second base side. Cooey, nice play over to Lily Barr. One up, one down.
Now batting for
the
number 31,
Holly King. She reached on an error and scored in the first. Struck out of the second, batting here in the fourth inning for the Bulldogs. Leading it 6-1. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one to the batter here at the Ithaca Softball Diamond. Kay ready to work. Here's the pitch. Took a little off it. It goes high. One ball and one strike. And continuing to file in. Curious but well-behaved today. Here's the pitch upstairs for ball two. 2-1. Long way to go in this one. Both teams have had base runners. We've had one, two, three inning. Here's a high fly behind second base. Going back is Cooey, and Kennedy makes the grab. Right at that time where it's kind of hard to see with the sunshine, but plays it well.
Next up, number 10, that'll Josie bring up Lau.
Josie Lau. Lau, the batter here, she has singled twice and scored twice. She has an RBI to her credit. And now calls time and gets ready. Kay and the Chieftains have retired three in a row dating back to last inning. This one is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Throw back in at the catcher spot, and here's McKay. Rocks and fires, and that one is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Back it goes to the pitcher, McKay. And the deal. Down low for a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Dilsey's back in looking for his third hit of the day. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to third. Glove there by Meese. Her throw to first. Dug out. Nice job by Lily Barr at the other end. And the Bulldogs go in order for the first time today. Good play on the infield for Riverdale. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. To the fifth we go. Ithaca 6, Riverdale 1 on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty, call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Olivia Young continues her warm-up pitches here in the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading it 6-1 over the Riverdale Chieftains. Good day for a lot of folks to get out here. Again, this is the home opener for the Ithaca softball team. They have played on the road once. This is Riverdale's sixth game of the year. They were successful in getting a couple of games in that first week of the season when some other teams weren't able to play on their diamonds, or maybe they were on spring break. I know the Ithaca Music Department was on a trip. Actually, the Bulldog Western Ithaca track team will be at the New Lisbon Invite going on tomorrow. And the show is Riverdale, so good luck to both teams.
Starting off the Riverdale, number 10, Aubrey Williamson.
Williamson leads it off, number 2 hitter in the order for Riverdale in the fifth inning. 6-1 Ithaca leading. Olivia Young with a windup and the pitch, and that's a beauty. Strike one. Macy McKay and Lily Barr to follow for the Chieftains. Breeze has maybe let down a little bit, still happening. Out of the southwest, here's the pitch, taken high. 1-1. This time it has seen one sectional final. Played here against Argyle. 1-1, the pitch is called a strike. 1-2, citing stuff. Ithaca baseball and softball both going to state the first year. No team sport had ever gone to state for Ithaca, and they both went for the first time the same year. Williamson caught looking with a nice pitch from Young, and there is one away.
Macy McKay.
6 strikeouts for Olivia Young, and here is Macy McKay. Macy has popped out and flown out. She gave it a good bid last time with runners on and 2 outs. They were moving. They would have easily scored 2 runs, but the ball was caught by Jaden Boland in the outfield. There's a strike to McKay. Count goes to 0-1. Young back to the circle. Toes the rubber. Here's the 0-1. Bounce toward shortstop. Backhanded there by Lewis. The throw won't get her. McKay beats out a hit. So one on,
McKay,
one away.
Number 8, Lily Barr.
Lily Barr has walked and doubled and scored. Riverdale's lone run. So she will make her way in. Lily is a sophomore. Bailey Harris will now be running at first base, courtesy running for Macy McKay. So Riverdale makes a quick switch. And here is Barr. Young into the motion. The pitch is going to be called a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. McKay checks back in at the first base bag, or her runner, I should say. And here goes the pitch. It's called a ball. Throw back to first base, not in time, as Bailey Harris is back to the bag. A ball and a strike now on Lily Barr. Young ready to work, and the pitch popped foul, out of play. Over into the pasture for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Things green and growing this year, maybe a little ahead of some years. I know a lot of buds were on the trees, but not a little earlier than normal. 1-2 offering, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two outs. Young heaping up on that one, and that makes it seven strikeouts for her today. Elaine Olsen will be the batter. Elaine laid down a sack bunt back in the second inning and struck out in the fourth. 0-for-1 officially. Here goes the pitch from Young, and it's going to be called a ball inside. Harris remains the runner at first base with two away for Riverdale. Young chose the rubber. Here's the pitch. Popped up right behind third. Shortstop Lewis is over, and she's got it for the third out. That will do it for the Chieftains. In the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, one stranded. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is a 6-1 lead for Ithaca. Area non-conference softball, WRCO Sports.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Kaylee Newkirk will lead it off in the bottom of the fifth against Macy McKay and the Chieftains. Olivia Young will follow, and then J.C. Maxwell. Here's the pitch. Bounce. Foul. No, it's going to stay fair. Third base side. Throw to first. Not in time. And she beats it out for a hit.
Kaylee Newkirk. Number 12. Olivia
and the hitter will be Olivia Young. Young has singled to knock in a run and struck out. 1-for-2 officially. Bulldogs now with 5 hits on the day. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner leaning but not going. Nothing in one on the batter. Kay heads back to the circle. Ready to roll. And here's the pitch. Runner is going to go. Here's a pop toward right field. Caught at second base. The runner has to hustle back and is there. So a nice play by Kennedy Cooey. Ranging back into right field. To ball it in. The runner was off, and Kaylee Newkirk did a good job of stopping about halfway in between and then hustling back to the base. So one away for J.C. Maxwell. J.C. has walked and scored. And 0-for-1 officially. Fouls went back, nothing in one. Hitting in the fifth inning, the Ithaca Bulldogs leading it by 5 today, 6-1. McKay with the pitch. That one hangs high. Runner going, and she'll steal a base. Kaylee Newkirk with a stolen base. Count is 1-1. Batting here in the bottom of the fifth. The Bulldogs with another runner in scoring position. 1-1 is swung out and popped up off the handles. First base side and out of play. Fan, nice job staying with it over there. Made a juggling catch in the stands. Count is 1-2. My problem is I'm in the stands and I start talking. And somebody says, heads up. And the first thing you do is look up. And what? Oh. Get bonked on the head. There's a pitch outside for a ball. 2-2. Bailey Newkirk back at second base. There's one away. 2-2 on Maxwell. McKay with a pitch. Took a little off, and it's outside. Full count to the batter. Violet Dilley scheduled next for the Bulldogs in the fifth. Full count from McKay. Macy with the pitch. That's low for a ball. It gets by the catcher, and Newkirk is on to third base. Runner takes a wide turn at first and stays there. So the Bulldogs with two aboard.
Violet Dilley
will be the batter. Dilley has walked and been hit by a pitch. She has scored once. Bulldogs with runners at the corners. McKay with a pitch. Bounce back toward the pitcher. Picked up there, throw to first, not in time, and Newkirk will score run number 7. Kaylee comes in. Ithaca has scored in all but one inning here today. On the play, Maxwell goes to Dilley at first base. And the batter is going to be a pinch batter. Timeout. There's a conference at the circle. So we'll have to figure out, is it Brindley Wallace? Yeah, 34.
Next batter, number 34, Brindley Wallace.
Hitting for the first time, pinch hitting here in the fifth. So Brindley in that place of the designated player. Conference at the mound for B.J. Hinkle and the Chieftains. Again, here in this early part of the season, teaching moments for a young team, talking about all the situations. One out, runners at 1-2. The conference is over, and Brindley Wanless will bat. She's a left-hander for Coach Paula Boland. Riverdale catcher Kroll ready to go. Umpires are back into their spots. And McKay, ready, runners at 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one is high. It pops loose, and the runners move on to second and third. Maxwell at third. Dilley at second. Takes a wide turn there. 1-0 on Brindley Wallace. So the ball back to the pitcher. Good spot for a left-handed batter now with runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Call the strike. 1-1. Alyssa Muller is in the hitter's circle. They're going to have her switch sides with the left-handed batter up. Kind of a safety thing. All right, she moves and we're ready. Here's the 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. And it's 2 strikes. 1-2 on the batter. Ithaca with the runners at second and third in this bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2 offering from McKay. There it is. Bounce foul outside of third. Wildman's got just a piece of it there. They'll check back and get ready again. Now runners for the Bulldogs get a little antsy out there. They have been aggressive. Paula Boland coaching at third. She's an aggressive base coach. This one down low, and there's the ball getting by. The runner will slide in safely from third, and right behind her at third base now is the runner. So Dilley will stay at third. Maxwell scores. It is 8-1. And timeout for the plate to be swept off. 2-2 on the batter. Brindley Wanless trying to make base here. McKay trying to get Riverdale out of it here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two outs now. Strikeout number five for Macy McKay. Alyssa Muller has singled and struck out, one for two. She has scored a run and knocked in a run as well. Here's the pitch, ripped up the middle and in there for a base hit. Dilley scores easily from first. That ball rolls to the fence. And now rolling around second is Dilley, and they've got her with the brakes on at third as the throw comes on. Muller, I should say. That was a nice hit by Alyssa Muller.
And
the Bulldogs
Ariana
score run number three of the inning. Ariana Lewis, the batter. So Muller getting an RBI on that one. Back to the top of the order. And Ari Lewis, here's the pitch. Hopped behind first base and caught by Lily Barr for the third out. That will do it for the Bulldogs in the inning. They played a total of three runs. They do it with the aid of two base hits. There was one error and one left on. We go to the sixth inning here at Ithaca. Bulldogs 9, Riverdale 1 in area softball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Ithaca continues its warm-ups, getting ready for the sixth inning. Welcome back to Ithaca. 9-1 the score. They lead the Riverdale Chieftains here on WRCO. Good to have you along. Tim Thede, our engineer, as we wrap up a great week in high school sports. Lots of things, lots of accolades. Talked about
batting for Riverdale,
some of the
number 18,
postseason
Kennedy
basketball Cooley. Awards. The Bulldogs' Channing Brown, recently named All-State honorable mention in Division 5 by the Associated Press. So congratulations to him. That's quite an honor. Pitch is called a strike on leadoff hitter Kennedy Cooey. And the sixth is underway. Kennedy is one for two. Had a hit back in the fourth inning. Nothing and one from Young. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Left field. Left fielder over. Center fielder over. That drops in there. And Cooey will hold at first base as the throw comes on.
Next batter, number 14, Lydia Updike.
Lydia Updike will be the batter looking for her first hit tonight. Riverdale with hit at number six. Young back to the rubber. Here's the pitch. This one popped off the handles and out of play. Strike one. Nothing and one to the hitter. Chieftains looking to improve, and they will. They'll hit their stride here as this season goes on, a little more diamond time. Same thing for the Bulldogs, only their second game outside. Is pitched down low for a ball. They've been practicing off and on, but nothing like the game-like conditions. Probably, if it was legal, could have been practicing in February, right? A rare year. Here's a swing and a miss by the batter, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. We had some of our April weather in March. We're getting some March weather in April from time to time. But I think it might be safe to say we've had our last school delay or school cancellation of the year. But hey, you never know there either. Here's one down low for a ball. 2-2, at least because of snow, right? We have had that because of flooded roads and things like that. We don't want that either. 2-2 offering from Young. The pitch, swing, and a piece of it. Josie Lau trying to get a hold of that ball and kind of skitter down the ground. And so it's back to the pitcher. Nobody out. Riverdale half of the sixth with a runner at first base. Young set to work. There's the pitch. Foul back. This is a good at-bat by Lydia Updike. Fouls that one straight back. Grabs the bat and stands in again. Libby Young heads back to the pitcher's rubber. Set and rocks and fires. That one backs the batter away. And that would be ball three. Three balls, two strikes to the hitter. Cooey back at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away.
Now batting for the Chiefs.
Eight strikeouts for Olivia Young. Lainey Meese will be the batter. She's 1-for-1 with a walk. Throw over to first. Runner is back in time. Cooey at the bag. And with one away, Meese, the number 8 hitter. Young looking in for the target from Lau. Here's the pitch. That's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Ariana Lewis will get some innings this year on the circle for Ithaca as well as J.C. Maxwell. Young has gone the distance today. Here's the pitch. Bounced toward short. Gloved by Lewis. Picks and throws and got her on a bang-bang play. Good recovery by Ari Lewis over to Violet Dilly. On the play, Kennedy Cooey goes to second for Riverdale. Wow, good recovery by Lewis, who didn't get a clean pickup on that ball, but recovered with a strong throw. Megan Krull will not be the batter. It's Kendra Myers hitting in this ninth spot. So Kendra Myers, up for the first time today, takes a look at a strike. Nothing in one. Hitting at the top of the sixth inning. Cooey at second base. Nothing in one on Myers. And here's the pitch. That's inside for a ball. 1-1 to the batter. Bulldogs will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters up at the bottom part of this inning. Young ready, rocks and rolls. That one is taken for a strike. 1-2. Cooey retreats to second base. Bulldogs trying to get back to the dugout here in the sixth inning. One ball, two strikes from Olivia Young. From the windup, there's the pitch. Changeup hit this way and over our heads. Out of play. I almost had it. Lost into the sun. That was always my excuse. I like sunny days. Play out there in right field. But, of course, cloudy days, you can lose it in the clouds or the haze. Here's the pitch. Down low. The old days of playing at Bear Valley, once in a while, the fog would roll in at night. So if you were smart in the outfield, you'd put a ball in your back pocket. That way, somebody's hit, hey, got it. There it is. Later they say, hey, there's a ball out here. Where did that come from? Full count offering, and it is going to be a little piece of it there. So now the count stays. It's Myers trying to get on base here for Riverdale and get back to the top of the order. Cooey at second base with two away. Full count pitch down low, gets by the catcher, and down to third base now is Cooey. So the Chieftains have two aboard in this inning.
Jocelyn Adams
representing the top of the Riverdale order will be the hitter. Jocelyn today has flown out, singled, and popped out. Runners at the Riverdale Corners right now, 9-1 Ithaca. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Young with a pitch, bounced toward a shortstop. Picked up by Lewis. Has to hurry, won't get her, and a run scores. So Adams beats it out for an RBI. Cooey scores. It is 9-2. On the play, Kendra Myers goes to second base. Aubrey Williamson will be the batter. Everybody will doing it to it with two away. Here's the pitch. There's a strike call. Nothing in one. Williamson looking for hit number one on the day. This would be a good spot to get it right here. Riverdale trying to keep its sixth inning alive. Young ready to work. There's the pitch. Bounced past the pitcher's glove. Gloved at second. Lewis will tag the runner out, and that will do it. Adams tagged out at second. Williamson into a fielder's choice, and Riverdale is retired in the sixth inning. They score a run on a couple of hits. No errors. One left aboard. To the last of the sixth we go. Ithaca leads it 9-2 over Riverdale. Here in area softball action from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bulldogs looking at some pinch batters here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kelsey Coleman will lead it off for Ithaca.
Number 17,
her first at-bat today. Batting in the spot occupied by Holly King. And following that, it looks like Emma Hilby, perhaps, for 13, getting her bat to step out here in the sixth inning. We are ready to roll, and the Chieftains ready to work. 9-2, Ithaca leading in the bottom of six, and here we go. Here comes the pitch from McKay, and it is called a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Bulldogs with good numbers this year. 0-1 pitch, down low for a ball. They've got some JV games scheduled, which doesn't always happen in softball, especially the small school divisions. 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. 1-2. Certainly numbers make a difference in some of the years that teams make good runs. Some of their JVs could probably finish fairly high in the conference. 1-2 is swung on and missed, and there is one away in the sixth inning. Macy
next
McKay
batter, 13,
gets strikeout
Emma
number 16.
Hilby.
Emma Hilby batting in the place of Josie Lau in the sixth inning. Also on deck today is Callie Muckler. Here is the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes here in the sixth inning to the Ithaca batter. McKay works her way back in, toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. One ball, one strike. One away in the sixth inning. McKay ready to roll. Here comes the pitch. bounce towards second. Kennedy Cooey picks it up, throws to Lily Barr in time. There are two away. Another pitch batter coming up for the Bulldogs.
Next batter, number 18, Callie Butler.
Callie seeing her first action today, calls time and stands in. Here comes the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. Bulldogs getting the new lights put in a year ago. Been able to utilize them in the youth games. I'm not sure so much for the high school games yet, but I know they have at least a couple of doubleheaders this year, where they probably will have to. Swinging strike by Muckler, and the count is one ball and one strike. Kind of a field of dreams out here in the opening at Ithaca. Good location. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. One ball and two strikes. Two up, two down in the Bulldog half of the sixth inning. McKay ready to rock and roll. Here's the 1-2. That one bounced towards short. Glove there by Adams. The throw got her. Nice play. Jocelyn Adams over to Lily Barr. And Riverdale takes down the Bulldogs. 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the seventh. Ithaca leading 9-2 in area softball from WRCO Sports.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Bulldogs warming up here for the seventh inning. Three outs away from victory. The Chieftains with an AB coming up. And they're going to be standing in with the scheduled hitters are Macy McKay, Lily Barr, and Elaine Olson. Bulldogs continuing their warm-ups. Great music later on tonight. Retro Saturday as well, WRCO. Retro weekend as well, if Saturday's with Simo. Those were the days tomorrow night and Old Country on Sunday right here on WRCO. Making plans for more sports. We'll be back at Ithaca on Monday with Weston and Ithaca. That's going to be an event, first time around of first of two. Who knows, maybe three. They played three times last year, including the game at the sectional, the last time the two teams played in a high school setting. Here's McKay. Young on for the seventh, the pitch. It's called a strike. Nothing and one. Lily Young has gone the distance today. Has struck out eight, walked four, given up seven Riverdale hits. Here's the pitch, bounced toward short. Deep in the hole is Lewis. Long throw, didn't get her. Macy McKay will beat it out over at first base. And
now
the batter, Lily Barr. Barr today has walked, doubled and scored, and struck out. Standing in now for Riverdale in the seventh inning. The Chieftains trying to have a big finish here today. Young winds and pitches. That one is high for a ball. A ball and no strikes. Sunshine coming out again. Splashing across the outfield. One ball, no strikes. The pitch is low. Throw back to first base, and the runner is back in time. Count goes to one ball and one strike. We'll see the Chieftain baseball team again. I believe it's at the end of the week next week. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind the catcher and out of play. Strike two. saw Riverdale against Southwestern. That was a week ago. That was our Friday night game. And don't forget, that'd be next Friday already. Ithaca and Riverdale, a makeup game. It was rained out on April 1st, and they're playing that next Friday night. So, yeah, prime time, baby, next Friday night. Runner at first, 1-2 offering down low for a ball. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKay at first base. Nobody out in the seventh for the Chieftains. 2-2 is going to be high. Ball three. Full count now. Chieftains down by 7 runs. In this case, you just need some base runners. Try to build that resume up a little bit, see what happens. Bulldogs 3-2 offering, swung on and foul back. Barr with a good cut. Willie with one of the better hit balls today. Got one off the fence out there, the outfield. Full count. Young to work. Here's the pitch. And a late swing. Got her. That'll do it. One away in the seventh inning.
Number 20, Elaine Olson.
Elaine Olson will be the batter. 9 strikeouts for Olivia Young. McKay stays at first base. Olson today has laid down a sacrifice, has struck out and popped out. And this pitch is high. 1 ball and no strikes. A lot of the fans on this side of the field doing the same thing. Hand up to salute the sun, trying to see. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch bounced toward third. Love there by Muller. The throw got her on the play. McKay moves to second base.
Now
there are two
18,
away now.
Kennedy Cooey.
Kennedy Cooey will be the batter. Cooey has grounded out, and she has singled a pair of times. 2 for 3 officially. Riverdale down to its final out here in the seventh inning. Bulldogs leading 9-2. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. Nothing in one. Back it goes to the batter. And now the pitcher has it. The pitch swung on and missed. Nothing in two to the hitter. Bailey Harris in the hitter's circle for Riverdale in the seventh inning. McKay back at second base. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. 1 and 2. Young thought she had it that time, trying to work it up a part of the strike zone. Here comes the 1 ball, 2 strike pitch. Swing and a miss. They got her, and that will do it here in the ball game. This one belongs to the Bulldogs in the seventh. No runs for Riverdale on a hit. No errors and 1 left aboard. The Knights final in 6 1/2 innings. Ithaca 9 and Riverdale 2. Stay tuned for the Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show tonight. WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Gillette Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gillette Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Welcome to the Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show here on WRCO Radio. Good to have you along for high school sports. And thanks for supporting that here today. Bulldogs scored 2 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, and 3 in the 5th inning. Riverdale plates a run in the 4th. And 1 in the 6th inning. And the Bulldogs get their victory to even their record at 1-1. Riverdale falls to 0-6 on the young season. Good highlights for the Chieftains, though. I thought they saw some progress, made some plays, and also got around and got some hits against winning pitcher Olivia Young today. Totals and summaries are coming up. The Duncan turning point of the game, we're going back to the fifth inning. Bulldogs with a two-out RBI double from Alyssa Muller, which helped the Bulldogs kind of break open and break this game toward their favor. So a two-out double for an RBI. The Bulldogs scored a total of three times in that fifth, and Alyssa Muller kept the inning alive. Number nine hitter going 2-for-3 tonight for the Bulldogs. That's your Duncan Reward turning point of the game. We'll be back with more from Ithaca in a moment on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Join the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters for Hall of Fame Sting Night coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Hall of Fame Class of 2024 will be inducted, featuring Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. Also, current seniors will be signing their letters of intent. Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson, and Eli Muckler. Silent auction items will be up for bid, including two tickets to see Tim McGraw and his tour at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul on April 20th. Check it out at the Phoenix Center. Saturday, the Hall of Fame inductions begin at 5:30, and then the athletic signings to follow. The Richland Center Sports Boosters invite you to join them for the event. It'll be a fun night Saturday night at the Phoenix Center, the annual Sting Night.
Two of the final. The Ithaca Bulldogs get the win over Riverdale tonight in area softball action. The win goes to Olivia Young, who strikes out 10 Riverdale batters through seven innings of work and walks four, gives up eight hits to the Chieftains. On the other side, Macy McKay suffers the loss, strikes out six Bulldog batters, walks four, and does a respectable job giving up six hits on the night. Leading hitters for the Bulldogs, it was Josie Lau with a 2-for-3 night, two scored and an RBI, and Alyssa Muller, 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Also on the night, it was Kaylee Newkirk, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Olivia Young, 1-for-3 with an RBI. J.C. Maxwell walked and scored twice. Violet Dilley reached base all three times and scored two runs. On the other side for Riverdale, Jocelyn Adams, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Macy McKay was 2-for-4. Lily Barr, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. She also walked for Riverdale. Kennedy Cooey is 2-for-4. Lainey Meese, 1-for-2. And it was Megan Cruel with an RBI for the Chieftains. The Riverdale batters doing a good job getting around on it. Again, put the ball in play against the Bulldogs. Ithaca hangs on for the win here tonight. Nine runs, six hits, no errors, four left on for Ithaca. Two runs, eight hits, three errors for Riverdale, and nine left aboard. Tonight's final, 9-2. Ithaca gets the softball victory. We'll be inviting you to join us for more high school sports on Monday. We'll be back at Ithaca for baseball action. That'll be at the Ithaca Baseball Diamond against Weston. Pre-game time, 4:50 for the Vitesnik Power Sports pre-game show. On behalf of everybody at Ithaca, thank you so much for listening and helping us out with support for high school sports all year long. I mentioned Mr. Magnificent, Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Tim Feed, our engineer here tonight. And now we send it back to the station after a Bulldog victory over Riverdale in area high school softball, 9-2 the final. You've been listening to Area Softball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Several area high school track and field teams will be at New Lisbon tomorrow for the New Lisbon Invite. Should be some beautiful weather for that. Let's talk about the Ridge and Valley Softball Conference. The Bulldogs lost last night to Waseca Steuben on the opening night. And I asked Coach Paula Boland if perhaps the Hornets are the best team in the Ridge and Valley.
They are. They have strong pitching, too. Like I said, last night their bats were amazing. They were hitting the ball hard, and it seems like wherever we were not, that's where they were hitting it to in a couple spots. We'll get there. It'll be good to have them at home in that, and it'll be, I'm sure, a totally different game. And so we can still fight for the conference champ, too.
The Riverdale Chieftains are preparing to face the bulk of the SWAL schedule, and I asked B.J. Hinkle about teams in the SWAL.
At Middle Point, Cuba City, Bosqueville's, you know, still got tough pitching down there, so they'll be tough. There's just not an easy game. You know, I looked ahead at the schedule, and there's really nobody. Everybody's going to be playing well, I think.
Riverdale softball coach B.J. Hinkle on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
That guy's got two left feet. I may be wrong, but you must be bored. You look like someone who I'd like to meet. I could walk over and say hello, but I think I need one more drink. Looks like you might be getting ready to go. Better find some words quick now, let me think. Well, if things don't work out by the next song, and you're looking for someone who can dance, I'll be right over there by the jukebox, a quarter in my hand, trying to buy myself a chance. Reflection in an empty glass, so I rehearsed my lines. So I ain't looking for trouble. Well, I know you came in here with him tonight. But if things don't work out by the next song, and you're looking for someone who can dance, I'll be right over there by the jukebox with a quarter in my hand, trying to buy myself a chance. Well, here goes nothing, I hope it's something. I'm walking now across the floor. I cross my fingers, I tap your shoulder and I say, I've never done this before. But if things don't work out by the next song, and you're looking for someone who can dance,
Bronx.